Shalom Zev, Shimon,
Shalom Rav Rimon.
Shalom Rav Rimon. No, I can't have any.
Shalom, Rabbi Eisenberg. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, how are you?
Okay, I'm just here for the opening, just to say Shalom Aleichem to our dear friends in Chicago and introduce Rav Rimon. Thank you, Kvod Rav, for the shiur. And on behalf of Torah Mitzion, we're privileged to be partners with you.
The kavod for us.
So, Rabbi Eisenberg, do you want to open up and start?
I don't know if I was supposed to do it or someone from the from Rabbi Brand. I thought would be doing it. I mean, I have no problem, but maybe we'll find out. Give another minute. Still.
הרב שוורץ, אתה שומע אותי?
כן, כן הרב.
אני חשבתי, אני לא יודע, אני לא ירדתי בדיוק מי הקהל שמגיע, בהתחלה חשבתי זה הכולל, אז אני חושב שאולי השיעור, לא נעשה אותו רק שינוי מקום בסעודה, נדבר על ט"ו בשבט ועל המנהגים של ט"ו בשבט, ונדבר גם על שינוי מקום בסעודה, כי יש דברים שמתאים יותר לכולל ויש מתאימים יותר לציבור רחב יותר.
זה יום ראשון, זה לציבור הרחב יותר, וככה, טוב שהרב מדייק, וגם שאלות ותשובות כמובן.
כן, אז הרב אייזנברג, אתה מסכים?
בהחלט שכן, אני חושב שזה רעיון טוב.
אוקיי, בסדר. נעשה הכל ביחד, בעזרת השם, נשלב פה.
אוקיי. All right, if I guess I will start and welcome everyone here on behalf of Mizrahi, the Torah Mitzion, the YU Torah Mitzion Kollel in Chicago, and I thank them for helping organize this, and of course, to be able to say hello to my friend Zev Schwartz, who I don't see enough of these days, except on Zoom and things like that, and to welcome everyone here. I know that you've all come to hear one of the great Rabbanim of our generation and of our Kehillah. And I don't want to add any more because you have to come through me, but on behalf of Chicago Mizrahi and Torah Mitzion, welcome you all. And I now turn it over to Zev Schwartz, who will introduce Rav Rimon.
So just briefly, thank you, Rav Rimon. He's always with us, supporting us with words of Torah from Eretz Israel. There's no such a special chag like Tu Bishvat that connects us to the land of Israel. Shivat Aminim, Baruch Hashem. Chag shel Eretz Yisrael, Kvod Rav Rimon from Alon Shvut, bevakasha.
Hello for everyone.
Just technicalities. Can whoever the host is, can you please mute everybody? There's lots of static noise.
Okay. We muted everyone, but everyone at once can open himself. Bezrat Hashem, so toda. לתורה מציון, תודה רב שוורץ, יישר כוח רב אייזנברג, ובעזרת השם יתברך, we try to speak a little about ט"ו בשבט, about lots of things to understand the idea of ט"ו בשבט and to connect it also to our life. So first of all, Tu Bishvat, you know, in Hebrew, there is a song of children. I don't know if you know this song. Tu Bishvat igiyah chag la'ilanot. Tu Bishvat chag la'ilanot. But you know, really, it's very interesting because we can't see that Tu Bishvat is really chag la'ilanot. I mean, we know Tu Bishvat that the Mishnah in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah says that Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah La'ilan. Rosh Hashanah La'ilan is something that is not exactly Chag La'ilanot. Rosh Hashanah La'ilan means that this is a very special time for the tree, that because of this, it has lots of halachos that connected to Trumot u'Ma'asrot, to Orla, 3 years, counting of the 3 years, to Shemitah. But really, it's not something that is exactly Chag. And I'll explain a little. According to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Rashi there, we understand that Tu Bishvat is time that the rain, most of the rain already, it's after most of the rain of the year. And because of this, the tree is strong enough that he will have enough power for the next year. It means that he has enough power, the tree, it has enough power to give fruit. Also, maybe if you want, it won't get any rain anymore. And because of this, this is a special time that we need, when we need to count and to ask ourselves, what is the year that changed, let's say, you know, in Israel today, it's going to be, it's the sixth year. Next year is Shemitah. Everyone that will come, Ezrat Hashem, to Eretz Yisrael, and I know after the corona, all of you will run quickly to Eretz Yisrael, so can't wait anymore, so after the COVID. So in Eretz Yisrael, we are going to have Shemitah. Now, when you are coming to Eretz Yisrael next year, when you try to buy fruit and vegetables of Shemitah, so from the beginning of the year, from Rosh Hashanah, you have to be concerned when you buy vegetables. When you buy tomato and cucumber, because tomato and cucumber, picking them after Rosh Hashanah, this is the time of this tomato or cucumber to be connected to Shemitah. But if we are taking an apple or something else, fruit, in the beginning of the year, it's not Shemitah at all. It starts to be Shemitah, just fruit that started growing after Tu Bishvat. So just on Pesach, after Pesach, we'll see fruit of Shemitah. And if you come to visit, not next year, you'll come a year afterwards, so then vegetables, most of them in 2 or 3 months won't be Shemitah anymore because it's finished. It's in a year and a half from today. But fruit will be Shemitah, although it's not Shemitah. Because Shemitah, the fruit of Shemitah, the fruit that started growing after Tu Bishvat and it continue for next year also. So Tu Bishvat is the time for Shemitah. Tu Bishvat is also the time for Orla. When you count 3 years of Orla, so the fourth year counts according to the fruit that started growing after Tu Bishvat. This is the fourth year. So Tu Bishvat is connected to Shemitah, to Orla, also to Trumot u'Ma'asrot. Those things, the main of them is, of course, in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah is Eretz Yisrael. Trumot u'Ma'asrot is Eretz Yisrael. Orla is also in Chutz La'aretz. Although Orla in Chutz La'aretz is also different than Eretz Yisrael, it's much, much easier in Chutz La'aretz, because if you have Safek, if it's Orla in Chutz La'aretz, you can buy. In Israel, you can't buy. So most of the things are connected to Eretz Yisrael. Before I continue, I want to share with you a story. And I hope no one will be insulted here, but this is a story that happened with me 14 years ago. 14 years ago, I went to United States to help the people of Gush Katif. Don't know if you remember, I had then Job Katif to help them to come back to jobs, the people from Gush Katif. And I gave shiurim, and also I had meetings between the lectures. One day, I'm in Manhattan. I give shiurim, the lecture somewhere. Then I have meetings, another meeting, another meeting. And then I found myself between meetings, hungry. Okay, I went around and I didn't see any kosher restaurant. You know, everyone that knows New York will tell you, what do you mean? In New York, you have at least how many kosher restaurants? 20, 30? I don't know how much, many, maybe more, how many? Lots of them. But in the street that I went, was no kosher restaurant. I went around, I didn't know what to do, and then I saw supermarket. I said, okay, I'll go in, I'll eat. I went to the supermarket and I didn't know what to buy because, you know what to buy in the States, you know the area, you know where to buy. But I don't know. And I tried to find here, maybe something is will be OU, I didn't know. Then I saw an apple. I saw fruit. I thought, okay, fruit, okay. I took the apple in my hand and I asked myself, this apple, does it have halachic issues? Does it has an halachic questions? I ask myself, this apple is something here with Trumot U'Ma'asot. I said, okay, Trumot U'Ma'asot is not in Chutz La'aretz. So there is no problem of Trumot U'Ma'asot. Then I said to myself, okay, Trumot U'Ma'asot, no, Shemitah. We were after Shemitah, and I told you before that fruit is according to Tu Bishvat. So also in the next year, you have Shemitah fruit. But then I said, okay, Shemitah is no problem here. We are in Chutz La'aretz. Then I said, Orla. No, but Orla, Safek, Orla, v'chutz la'aretz. If you are not sure, mutar. But then I looked at that apple and I said to myself, so what is in this apple? No Shemitah, no Trumot U'Ma'asot, not Kedushat Eretz Yisrael, no Kedusha, it's not holy. I lost my appetite. I put it back and I went out from the supermarket. It's not that I didn't eat fruit and vegetables in the States. Yes, that's what I told you before. Lots of le'alev, you don't need to be insulted here. I ate lots of time. I can tell you the fruit and vegetables in Israel are tastier, but it's okay. But it's not that I didn't eat in the state. But when I thought about Eretz Yisrael, I had Ogmas Nefesh. I felt, wow, it's not this. I haven't got Eretz Yisrael here. I miss something. And because of this, I didn't eat this apple. And actually, as I said before, Tu Bishvat in the Mishnah is not Yontev, nothing like this. But it's interesting that already 900 years ago, and actually even before, we have things that maybe even from the time of the Geonim, they didn't say Tachnun in Tu Bishvat. And they said, you mustn't do ta'anit. You mustn't fast in Tu Bishvat. It's interesting. It means that they understood that Tu Bishvat is also something more than just a day that by that gives rules for Shemitah and Orla. A few hundred years ago, in Eretz Israel, where Mekubalim, Kabbalah, and also in Chutz La'aretz, where people that were connected to Kabbalah, and there was written in a book called Chemdat Yamim, special things about eating fruit of Tu Bishvat, of Eretz Israel in Tu Bishvat. And Magen Avraham brought it also, this minag, in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. Now it's interesting that why to eat fruit in Tu Bishvat? Okay, we understand. We want to eat fruit in Tu Bishvat because it's connected to the Ilan, as I said, the tree. But it's interesting because usually people were eating perot yeveshim, dry fruit. I don't know if you'll say it in English, dry. I suppose you have a better word, no? Dry fruit? Dry fruit. And it's interesting that, you know, till today, in Medinat Israel, there are people that buy for Tu Bishvat, they buy figs and dates, they buy things that will be dry fruit. Why dry fruit? So maybe it was difficult to get all the fruit in this time. They wanted a dry fruit. Maybe they wanted Shivat Aminim. And in this time, they are not on the tree anymore. But one of the main reasons is Eretz Israel. People wanted to eat fruit from Eretz Israel, to bring fruit from Eretz Israel. And not always, they had fresh fruit. So dry fruit was a solution. But you know, to eat, to be in Eretz Israel, and to buy figs from Turkey, it's not, it misses the idea of eating Perot Eretz Israel in Tu Bishvat. This minag of the Mekubalim is very interesting. And why is it so important to eat Perot of Eretz Israel in at all, and especially in Tu Bishvat? I want to share with you a PowerPoint, 1 minute. Okay. Yeah, in a minute, you tell me if you can see the PowerPoint. Okay, so this is the Magen Avraham that I brought before. B'tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'alot, ונוהגים האשכנזים להרבות במיני פירות של אילנות. As I told you, there is something very interesting. We say in Bracha Me'en Shelosh, I'm bringing you the Nusach. We say, Ve'aleinu letocha, ושמחנו בבניינה, ונאכל מפריה, ונשבע מטובה. The tour said that he thinks that this nusach is not right. Why this nusach that we say is not right? So the tour says, I'm bringing you the tour here. Tour says, כיוון שאין לחמוד הארץ בשביל פריה וטובה, אלא לקיים מצוות התלויות בה. The tour says that we need to be in ארץ ישראל, not because we like the fruit of ארץ ישראל, because we want to do the מצוות of ארץ ישראל, okay? You want to want to מעשרות, you want the מצוות, but נשבע מטובה, נאכל מפריה, נשבע מטובה seems very materialistic, as if you want to be in ארץ ישראל because you want to eat the fruit of ארץ ישראל. 400 years ago was someone called Rav Yoel Sirkis that wrote a book, Bait Chadash, Bach, and he said, I disagree with the tour. And I think that there is a big, big, it's very important to eat perot Eretz Israel. Why? The Bach says, Halo kedushat ha'aretz, ha'nishpat ba mikedushat ha'aretz ha'elyona hi nishpat. Eretz Israel is kedusha, that everything in Eretz Israel gets kedusha from גן עדן. גם בפירות שיונקים מקדושת השכינה השוכנת בקרב ישראל. The Bach says, the fruit of ארץ ישראל, when you eat a fruit in ארץ ישראל, it has the קדושה of the שכינה of ארץ ישראל. ועל כן ניחא, שאנו מכניסים בברכה זו ונאכל מפריה ונשבע מטובה. Why do we do it? As I told you, the tour didn't understand why to put it. The Bach says, "Ki be'achilat perotea anu nizonim mikdushat ha'shchina u'mitaharata." Can you read it? What it says? It's unbelievable. Tour says, "When you eat fruit or vegetables of Eretz Yisrael, anachnu nizonim mikdushat ha'shchina. We have kedusha of the shchina." It's unbelievable. You eat fruit, and he says, you eat fruit, and you have the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of Shechina. This is unbelievable. And maybe because of this, we can understand that to eat in Tu Bishvat, also, I suppose in Brod, it's more complicated, so you can eat whatever you have. But if you have something of Eretz Yisrael, Tur says, Nizonim mikdushat ha-shechina. As if you are eating now connected to the Shechina, to the Kedusha of the Shechina. So we sort in now the Tu Bishvat. The main thing of Tu Bishvat is that this is the time for the three important time of Trumot and Maasrot and Rosh Hashanah Leilan, the Mishnah that we said, we didn't read it, but the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that Be'echad Betishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Lashanim, Lashmitim, Layovlot, Lenetiyah, Be'echad Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Leilan, Beit Hillel Omrim B'chamisha Asar Bo. So this is Rosh Hashanah Leilan, and this we explained before, that this is important to count the years, or the years of Ola, you have Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, Shana Gimel, and in the fourth year, when the flower drops and the fruit starts, after Tu Bishvat, the fruit are not Ola. So we understood it's connected to Ola, connected to Shemitah, to Tumot Maasrot. We added that later on, we didn't say Tachnun in Tu Bishvat, and this is another step of Tu Bishvat. And later on, we said that fruit of Tu Bishvat, the Mekubalim, is something very interesting. In Eretz Israel, there is a minag of Bnei Akiva and other places. What they do in Eretz in Tu Bishvat, they plant trees in Tu Bishvat. And this is a minhag that it's not written, not in the Mishnah, not in Gemara, not in Rishonim. It started with someone that was from the Tzionim. He wasn't religious at all. He wasn't from. It was Tetvav Bishvat Tafrei Shnun, 1890. Ze'ev Yavetz was a teacher, was an historian, and he went with his students on Tu Bishvat to do netiot, to do planting in Zichron Yaakov. And from then, it started a minag every year to go and to do planting, to do netiot in Tu Bishvat. Now, this is very interesting because this is really not a minhag that came from not Gemara, not Mishnah, not, no, a minhag that came by someone of the Tzionut. And it's interesting, it became a real minhag, and we have to ask ourselves, is this minag, does it have something that we can say, wow, this is really something important to do in Tu Bishvat? Or maybe it's a mistake. We just follow someone that did something and really there is no big reason to continue this minhag. There's something, a midrash, very interesting. First of all, before the midrash, Vayikra Rabba, mitchilat briyato shel olam lo nitasek kadosh baruch hu, ela b'mata tchila, vayita Hashem Elokim gan be'eden. אף אתם, כשנכנסים לארץ, לא תתעסקו אלא במתה התחילה, כי תבואו אל הארץ. So first of all, the midrash that says, it's written that קדוש ברוך הוא ויתה גן בעדן מקדם. קדוש ברוך הוא did in גן עדן, put seed, planted trees. So when we go to ארץ ישראל, first thing, plant trees. And we have a very weird midrash in Avos Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, kibel mihilel veshamai, hu haya omer, im hayta netia betoch yadcha, ואומרים לך, הרי לך משיח. You have a plant in your hand, and they tell you, משיח comes. בוא ונטע את הנטיעה, ואחר כך צבע קבילו. First, take the plant and plant it in ארץ ישראל, and then go and accept the משיח. And this is very interesting. Ask yourself, wow, first of all, plant and then go and accept the Mashiach. Why? And you know, there is something very interesting that we can see in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Aleph. The Gemara says, and it's also in Shulchan Aruch, so maybe I'll bring the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the same. Shulchan Aruch says, you can see the Shulchan Aruch? Shatef anahar zeitav ushtalan betoch sdech averu. You have a small tree of olives, and the river came and did shitafon water, and it took out your small plant of olives and put it in the garden of your neighbor. Okay, so usually if it happens, let's say it happened in Chicago, your tree, you planted a tree, it passed away to the neighbor. You have now the tree in the garden of your neighbor. He says, okay, bring me the tree back. Of course, you have to bring the tree to give him back. It's his tree, right? But Shulchan Aruch says, שטף נהר זיתיו ושתלן בתוך שדה חברו. The river took the olives and put them in the garden of your neighbor. ואמר לה, זיתי אני נותן. And you come and you say, okay, I want my tree. אין שומעים לו בארץ ישראל, משום ארץ, יישוב ארץ ישארץ, אלה יעמדו במקומם. You don't agree to give him back his tree. Now it's unbelievable. It's his tree. His tree. It just, the water took it to the garden of the neighbor. How can it be that you won't allow him to take the tree back to his garden? אין שומעים לו בארץ ישראל משום יישוב הארץ. What does it mean? Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Sma explains, Sefer Mitzvot, Sefer Mirat Enayim, the Sma explains, the one that is the owner of the olives, he will buy another tree of olives because he needs olives. He had olives in his garden before. The other one, that the olives came to his garden, kanireh, he won't go and plant new olives. He doesn't need olives. Because of this, we leave the olives with the neighbor. He'll have to pay on the olives, but we leave the olives with the neighbor. Because like this, Eretz Israel will earn more trees. Because now the neighbor has this plant in his garden, and the first one, the owner, he needs olives because of this, he bought it, so he'll buy another one. And like this, Eretz Israel will earn a tree of olives. And because of this, we leave the tree in the neighbor, that like this, Eretz Israel will earn another Another three, it's unbelievable. And we can understand that it's so important in Eretz Israel to have another tree. Why is it so important? Why? The Navi, Amos, when he speaks on redemption in Eretz Israel, what does he say? The Navi Amos says, on the time of redemption, Hine yamim baim neum Hashem, venigash choresh בקוצר ודורך ענבים במשה חזרה, והטיפו הערים הסיס, וכל הגבעות תתמוגגנה. When he speaks about redemption, he says, how will we see redemption? We'll see how all the grapes and the wheat, how it's wow, so goes, grows so beautiful in Eretz Israel. ושבתי את שבות עמי ישראל, I'll bring עם ישראל back to ארץ ישראל, ובנו ערים נשמות וישבו, ונטעו חרמים, ושתו את יינם, ועשו גנות ואכלו את פריהם, עם ישראל will be in ארץ ישראל, they'll have fruit, they'll have wine, and like those trees, ונטעתים על אדמתם. עם ישראל, I plant them like the trees, ולא ינטשו עוד מעל אדמתם אשר נתתי להם, אמר השם אלוקיך. And they won't be chucked out anymore. They'll stay in ארץ ישראל. You know, when you read Amos, I can't understand how you can read it without crying. It's unbelievable. A child came to me, he is in Kita, hey, and he said, Rabbi, can you prove that God exists? That Hashem exists. But Rabbi, I haven't got time. I have 2 minutes. I told him, if you would ask me 100 years ago, I wouldn't be able to give you an answer in 2 minutes. But today, there's no problem to give you an answer in 2 minutes. He said, so what's the answer? I told him, never in history a nation was chucked out of the country and came back. To see after 2,000 years that Am Israel comes back to Eretz Israel. To see that Medinat Israel, Baruch Hashem, is so successful. You see fruit and vegetables and trees. You see now Baruch Hashem with all the balagan that also with the vaccine now. Medinat Israel is the first one in the world. You see something that you understand not just that Hashem exists, you see, Hashem ohev amo Yisrael. You see that Hashem loves us. And in Tu Bishvat, from one hand, you know, we don't say Tachnun, we don't fast. Okay, we remember all the rules, of course, of Orla and Shemitah and Trumot Maasot, it's very important. But I think that eating the fruit of Eretz Yisrael and maybe planting in Eretz Yisrael or if you're not planting, someone else is planting, and remembering that we are in Tu Bishvat today with Medinat Israel, the state of Israel, in Eretz Israel. This is Geula. This is redemption, and this is not just Tu Bishvat, that you are in Chutz Laaretz, you try to remember Eretz Israel. Also in Chutz Laaretz, you know, Baruch Hashem, this is Tu Bishvat of Geula and planting. It's not that you are planting instead of going to Mashiach, as we saw before. Because planting, this is a part of Mashiach. This is a part of Geula, of redemption, and because of this, the Midrash says, plant first. Now, I'll hear your questions.
If anybody would like to ask a question, then please either unmute yourself or you can put it in the chat.
Thank you for a fascinating time. What caught my ear is that here in Chicago, although it's really snowy outside, I can show you, everything is great.
Wow.
We make sure not to eat dry fruit. We make sure when we prepare for the Seder in 3 days' time that we'll have fresh fruit as we bless on different kinds. And the other thing, thank you very much. We follow you every Pesach with your Pesach Haggadah. And I would like to know, do you happen to have anything in writing for Tu B'Shvat?
Okay, so first of all, Toda, my children would love to go for a few hours to the snow. Now, wait. Tu B'Shvat, not yet. I had a book that I wrote on Hanukkah just lately, but it's in Hebrew. Purim, most of the Chagim, Tu B'Shvat, not yet. But I have a book on Nisan and Yar, on Chagei Yar, and they have Yom HaAtzmaut. It's not Tu B'Shvat, but you know, a little Eretz Israel and Medinat Israel from the view of Yom Yerushalayim and Yom HaAtzmaut in the other book. If you have questions, it doesn't need to be connected to the shiur.
I have a question.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of people do Tu B'Shvat, like Siddurim, like a Seder kind of. And I was wondering if you know of like any sources for that, and if you like do that, or if you'd recommend doing such a thing.
Okay, it's very interesting what you say right now. Because you know, there are lots of people that never had something like Seder Tu B'Shvat. Most people, also in Eretz Israel, you know, maybe they eat few fruit, they say something, but not really, they do Seder. And it's interesting because we saw before the Magen Avraham that he says that you eat fruit, but he doesn't speak about Seder Tu B'Shvat. 290 years ago in Izmir was a book that was written called Chemdat Yamim. This is the name of the book. And this book was published with no name. It was published in Izmir, in Turkey. No name. And okay, no name, and you know, something that published like this with no name is very suspicious. What is this book? And was a big argument with the rabbis there. If this is a book that was written by someone that you can rely on. Because there were rabbis that said maybe it's connected to Shabtai Tzvi that was there, I suppose you heard. And they said maybe it's connected to them, but most rabbis said this is a holy book. And you can see from the book that it's Talmid Chacham and it's a holy book. And later on, we know today that it was written by Rabbi Israel Yaakov Elgazi, that was born in Izmir and afterwards went to Jerusalem and was the rabbi of Jerusalem. He was Mekubal. And in his book, he writes lots of things, but one of the things he writes is that you do Seder Tu B'Shvat. And he has a real Seder Tu B'Shvat. He speaks about 30 kinds of fruit from Eretz Israel, and yes, things that are fruit that you eat whole, there are some of them that you eat not whole, and yes, things, and yes, very it's a real Seder what you say on each thing. Most people don't do really the Seder of Chemdat Yamim. This is very big one, but because of this book, so lots of people are doing something. There are people that take few fruit and they do something more symbolic. And there are people, more Sephardis and Kubanim, that they really do a real Seder, lots of fruit, and they have every Yehi Ratzon on each thing. So you can do it. It's an option, and if you're in a place like this, you can do it. I don't do it. I mean, we take fruit, don't know, 10 kinds of fruit. We try to say Dvar Torah, something on each fruit. Sometimes we just do it, you know, without a seder. Just everyone says, okay, this pasuk and this thing, you can also invent things, or you can do a seder. Actually, you know, it's quite similar to Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, Ashkenazim, in Chutz La'aretz, and also once in Eretz Israel, were eating tapuach bitvash, and maybe fish and rimon, pomegranate. And Sephardis had lots of kinds and things. And today, in Israel, lots of Ashkenazim, I don't know how it's in Chicago, but lots of Ashkenazim are also doing lots of things. It wasn't the minhag. I'm doing today lots of things. But when I was a child in Tel Aviv, my parents had fish, dag, and rimon, and tapuach. But today, you know, it's nice, so we can add, so it's not a problem to add more. I don't know if you need to do, you know, all seder and all things. I think to do things that are good for your family, that they can understand the taste of Tu Bishvat, the taste of Eretz Israel, but still not too much. I mean, this is, I think, good for some people, but not for everyone.
I just want to point out that Mizrahi is putting on a program on its new educational platform, Mizrahi.tv. It'll be available on Wednesday with a Tu Bishvat Seder with Rav Doron Peretz, and also two other programs. One with the chef Jamie Geller and Rabbitson Shani Terrigan, and another one with Taste of Israel Wine with David Weinberg. But the question, you know, with regard to your Seder, if you want to follow what Rav Doron Peretz is doing, he's on Mizrahi.tv. It'll probably be available Wednesday morning in Chicago time.
And I suppose he won't do all the 30. He'll do something.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do 30, no. Yes. It's not that long a program.
Something between.
I think it's focused on seven different, you know, Shivas Aminim. I think that's what the idea is. Any other questions or comments?
Thank you for
I have a wonderful question.
Yes, please.
Oh, should the other gentleman go?
Oh.
Okay. You know, before I became about Tshuva, you know, the reform movement, I read some of the history, like about Tu B'Shvat, and it says the reform movement was very big on Tu B'Shvat. Like, I remember as a kid, we would, you know, buy trees in Israel through the JUF and all that stuff. And I was told that only recently, you know, the Dati people started getting more involved with Tu B'Shvat, with seders and things like that. Do you agree with that or not?
Look, Tu B'Shvat, eating fruit and this. So this, as I told you before, this was for hundreds of years. I mean, this, of course, the Dati started before everyone else. What I said before, planting trees, this is something that started with Tzionut, with not from people, but it's not, you know, in our generation. It's lots of years already that we have in Eretz Israel, I think lots of years, 8 years, lots of years that we have in Eretz Israel planting by Bnei Akiva. I think maybe 8 years ago it was more non-religious than religious. But in the last 8 years, it's more religious than non-religious. And Rav Kook, he on the Shemitah writes on the Minag of the Netiot. Rav Kook says, you know, this Minag of the Netiot is very nice and very important, but you can't do it on Shemitah. You mustn't plant on Shemitah, and he tells him to do something else. But also in the time of Rav Kook, he already says that it's a nice thing. So I suppose that then there were more not from people, but I think in the last, at least the last, I don't know, 40, 50 years, so old Ne'akiva, and they're doing it everywhere. So I think that it's already lots of years that religious are doing it very strongly. Of course, Tu Bishvat, always religious did, but in other things, not in planting. The planting is...
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it's nice, I think that today it would be something nice that we can connect everyone. Dati, lo dati, I like Am Yisrael together. I think if you want Mashiach, you know, I said once, who will bring the Mashiach? And I said, the Mashiach won't come by the Haredim. The Mashiach won't come by the Chilonim, the non-religious. The Mashiach won't come by Tzionut Datit, by modern Orthodox. It will come just with everyone together. We need everyone together. We want Mashiach, and I think Tu Bishvat is maybe a time that, you know, everyone can agree, Perot of Eretz Israel, and planting, and this is something that maybe we can try more to connect religious and non-religious and to do big things together. And this right. could be a good idea.
Right. Thank you.
Simcha.
Thank you very much, Rav Rimon. Truly, truly appreciate it. And you're taking the time. And thank you, Zev, for bringing this to our community. And thank the YU Torah Mitzion Kollel. And everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful week and a wonderful Tu Bishvat. And hopefully we'll be coming to Eretz Yisrael soon. No matter what they think about closing the airport this month, we'll get there eventually and hopefully very soon.
And if someone came to the shiur because he saw the subject of Shinui Makom V'Seuda, and he got another shiur, so also for me it was a change in last minute, so it's okay. You know, we have changes in our life. And if you want once shiur on Shinui Makom V'Seuda, I'm ready to give the shiur. Meanwhile, you can open my army book and you have the small chapter of Shinui Makom V'Seuda in Hebrew that you can read. בעזרת השם, בהצלחה לכולם.
תודה, שיקוגו, our friends from Chicago, תודה, כבוד הרמון, בבו ותורה מציון, and our שותפים, our partners, חג שמח, חג לילנות. Thank you very much.
And בעזרת השם, be healthy and strong, and חזקים, בהצלחה.
שתמשיך לגדול ולצמוח כמו שקדיה.
תודה, להתראות.